Welcome to the Trucking Market Update on the State of Freight podcast brought to you by FTR, where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. The Trucking Market Update is hosted by FTR's Vice President of Trucking, Avery Weiss. As Avery presents the information in the podcast, you can follow along and review the graphs and indicators by downloading the PDF or PowerPoint of the presentation from our podcast landing page. A link to the PDF and PowerPoint is available now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find past episodes and downloads for the Trucking Market Update, as well as the weekly Rail Market Update with Todd Tronowski and much more. That link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast.
Welcome to FTR's weekly Trucking Market Update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 172 for the week of July 25th, 2022. Before we start, a reminder that you can download a PDF with graphics related to this discussion at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. Before we get to the typical batch of weekly and monthly data, I want to highlight what's happening in California. For much of last week, trucker protests over California's AB 5 law had effectively shut down the Port of Oakland. However, those protests suspended over the weekend, and this week they have, so far at least, been relocated to an area on port property that is not disrupting normal operations. But I would not call this a non-event. We learned something from this episode that certainly isn't surprising, but it is notable. The office of Governor Gavin Newsom issued a statement in relation to the protest in which the governor stood by the state's enforcement of AB 5 on trucking. The key quote from the governor's statement is as follows, quote, "Although it has been the subject of litigation, AB 5 was enacted in 2019, creating sufficient time for affected parties to understand the requirements of the law," end quote. Translation, to all of you calling for us to suspend enforcement of AB 5 on trucking due to worries over the supply chain impact, you can forget it. Okay, one more item before getting to diesel prices and spot market metrics. FTR's Trucking Conditions Index in May fell back into negative territory with a negative 0.3 reading. That's down from 3.21 in April. That's a positive 3.21 in April. Sharp increases in diesel prices during May offset slightly improved freight market conditions for carriers. Freight demand, capacity utilization, and freight rates all were slightly stronger in May, but together were unable to diminish the negative impact of then-record diesel prices during the month. The outlook is for conditions to continue close to neutral territory, with index readings in either low positive or low negative figures from month to month. And as we have finalized the June data, I can't share the specifics of that, but I can share that the Trucking Conditions Index for June also will be negative. It's too early to say what the index will be for July, but I can say that there will be one quite positive contributor that was negative in both May and June, and that's fuel costs. And that brings me to diesel prices. As I'm sure you are aware, diesel prices have been falling sharply recently, and that trend accelerated in the latest week. The national average price fell 16.4 cents during the week ended July 25th to settle at $5.268 a gallon. That decrease is the largest for a single week since early November 2008. As you may recall, diesel prices were collapsing from then record prices set in the middle of July of that year. Over the past 5 weeks, the national average price has dropped more than 54 cents a gallon. There are many opinions about why this is happening, but I will leave it at this. The initial run-up in March, followed by big gains in May and June, appeared to be out of proportion to the increase in crude prices, which in normal cases is the single largest, and it is always the single largest factor in the price of diesel. So perhaps we're just seeing some rationalization of diesel prices to bring them back into line with actual underlying costs. Now, before everyone gets too excited, there is still a long way to go before we are back to something we thought of as normal before the historic surge back in March. The latest price is still more than $1.16 a gallon higher than it was before March. That also means that we have erased almost all of the increase that occurred after that two-week surge. Meanwhile, crude prices seem to be stabilizing under $100 a barrel. Since July 11th, West Texas Intermediate has closed above $100 a barrel only three times, although the most recent price above $100 was as recent as July 20th. Okay, let's talk about the spot market for truck freight during the week into July 22nd, which is week 29 of the year. Spot metrics in the truckstop.com system were uniformly weaker during the week as rates and loads fell in all segments. Flatbed rates fell by nearly as much as they did 2 weeks earlier, and the segment's drop in volume was the sharpest of the week. The decrease in total spot volume was the largest for a non-holiday week since the April 2020 contraction, and weekly load postings were the lowest of the year so far. The total spot rate, by the way, was the lowest since mid-December. So that's the headline news. Let's dig into the details, starting with rates. The total broker posted rate in the system fell more than 10 cents. Aside from the drop 2 weeks earlier, the decrease was the largest since the beginning of 2021. Total spot rates in the system were nearly 2% below the same week last year, but about 24% above the five-year average for the week. FTR estimates, excluding an imputed fuel surcharge, rates would be down nearly 16% year over year. Let's look at rates by segment. Dry van spot rates fell nearly 8 cents for the largest decrease since January. Rates were more than 10% lower than the same 2021 week, but nearly 15% higher than the five-year average for the week. However, dry van rates were more than 27% lower than the same 2021 week if we exclude an imputed fuel surcharge. Refrigerated spot rates decreased by nearly 6 cents. Rates were nearly 17% below the same week last year, but nearly 9% above the five-year average for the week. However, rates excluding fuel surcharges were nearly 32% below the same week last year. And flatbed spot rates plunged nearly 13 cents. That's just slightly less than the decrease during the July 4th holiday week. Rates were nearly 5% above those in the same 2021 week and nearly 33% above the five-year average for the week. However, excluding an imputed fuel surcharge, flatbed rates were nearly 8% below the same week last year. Okay, let's look at volume. Total load postings fell 16.6%. Volume was about 34% below the same week last year, but still nearly 25% above the five-year average for the week. Load postings fell in all regions, and the decline was especially sharp in the Southeast. Let's look at loads by segment. Dry van load postings fell nearly 18%. Volume was more than 34% below the level in the same week last year, but 27% above the five-year average for that week. Refrigerated load postings dropped more than 10%. Volume was nearly 40% below the same week last year, but nearly 28% above the five-year average. And flatbed load postings fell nearly 20%. Volume was nearly 38% below the same 2021 week, but nearly 16% above the five-year average for the week. So the rest of the podcast is about the housing market, and we'll start by wrapping up the weekly data with a quick look at mortgage rates. Rates still have not exceeded the recent high from a month ago, but they do continue to creep higher after falling several weeks ago. According to Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in the latest week was 5.54%. The 5.81% rate during the week ended June 23rd had been the highest since late November of 2008. discussion of mortgage rates naturally leads into talking about home sales. Sales of existing single-family homes fell 4.8% in June for the fifth straight monthly decrease, according to data from the National Association of Realtors. Sales were more than 10% below February 2020 levels, and that is the largest deficit since June of 2020. Aside from the weak sales in April through June of 2020, sales of existing single-family homes in June were the lowest since January of 2019. Now, rising home prices appear to be one of the major factors in declining sales, as well as higher financing costs that we've already addressed. The median sales price of a single-family home sold in June of this year was $423,300, and that is the highest on record, and it is more than 55% higher than it was in February of 2020. Of all the extreme comparisons of today's metrics to pre-pandemic levels, I continue to find this one, the fact that it's 55% more expensive to buy a home, or that home values have gone up that much during the pandemic, is just astounding. Anyway, next week we will talk about sales of new homes, and speaking of new homes, let's wrap up with a look at residential construction. Housing starts decreased 2.0% in June. The Census Bureau revised April and May estimates modestly upward, and the initial June figure was marginally higher than the preliminary estimate for May. Housing starts in June were 0.8% below the February 2020 level, but I want to reframe the way we think about that data, because the February 2020 level was not really the pre-pandemic norm. Residential construction had just begun to surge when the pandemic hit. So if we think of the pre-pandemic norm as what we were seeing in 2019, then we really have a different picture. Housing starts in June were nearly 21% higher than the average for all of 2019. And so that means we still, in the scheme of things, have a pretty strong housing construction market. Now, there are some differences that are notable when we drill down and look at the type of home. Starts of new single-family homes fell 8.1% after dropping 9% in May. However, starts of multifamily homes jumped 15% in June. Single-family home starts in June were 5.4% below the February 2020 level, but multifamily starts were 10.5% higher than they were in that pre-pandemic month. Permits authorized for future residential construction eased 0.6% in June after larger declines in April and May. Permits remain 15.6% higher than the February 2020 level. Housing completions fell 4.6% in June after a downwardly revised 6.9% increase in May. The number of homes under construction increased 0.3% in June to the highest number since the Census Bureau began tracking them in 1970. However, the monthly increases in both May and June are the smallest since September of 2020, and that suggests that a peak might be forming in this. Okay, let's recap the key takeaways for the week. California stands by AB 5 in face of trucker protests. The Trucking Conditions Index was negative in May. Diesel prices have plunged more than 54 cents in the past 5 weeks. Spot rates and volume fell sharply in the latest week. Mortgage rates edged higher in the latest week. Sales of existing homes fell for the fifth straight month, and housing starts and permits declined in June. Next week, we'll talk about sales of new homes, as I mentioned, orders for durable manufactured goods, retail inventories, consumer spending, and the gross domestic product for the second quarter. Plus, we'll review the number of new trucking companies and revocations of trucking authority in July, and we'll, as usual, recap data on the spot market and the fuel and petroleum markets. That's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update, episode 172 for the week of July 25th, 2022. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we hope you will join us next week.
That's it for this week's Trucking Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. You can find more publicly available State of Freight content and download the PDF and PowerPoint of today's presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and rail car. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call us at 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.